Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1739 of the BFO for Wednesday the 24th of September 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, this is part one of Big Fatty's live little show from Las Vegas. Big Fatty, it's a train wreck. Yes. Hello, liveies. Hi. Y'all, I expect the place to clear out because the bar just opened, okay? That happened last year. I don't know if you knew that or not. Do you know that, Daniel? Never mind. Nope. It's all right. Fuck it. Y'all, I've got a little bit of business here to take care of before my 20 minutes is up. Big Fatty, are you sure it's not more than 20 minutes? No, it's just 20 minutes. That's all that it is. It's just 20 minutes. All right. And but have y'all ever met Squeaky Kitty? Aw, and Squeaky Kitty. Where's Gerard? Is he in here? Okay.
He's right over there.
Where?
And Jay.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
He's with the blind guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't see the blind guy, okay? You know. Gerard's going, ugh. You know, all right. We get it, Gerard. All right. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Anyway, I've got a little bit of business to take care of. Calvin and JR, could you come up here, please? Come on. You don't have to be afraid. You can just come down front. I'm just going to read this to you. It says, to Calvin and JR, unless they don't make it, then give it to someone who has not been to Pride 48 in Vegas before. So it's very personal, okay? Unless you didn't make it, and then it's not so personal. Miss Bacon has a little card for you, so y'all can... Would you go over to the mic there and open it up and read it to everyone. It's content.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a...
Big Fatty, it's a card! I want to open it!
Okay.
All right. It says on this, move this card back and forth real fast. And it's got a hand on it. And it looks like, so I guess it would be waving. It says, that's me waving hello. Calvin and JR / whoever. Hope your Vegas trip is much more fun than you expect. Heart, Kathy Bacon. Why, thank you, Kathy Bacon.
Aww. Yeah, thank you. All right. Next piece of business. Anybody here live in Illinois? Anybody? No, seriously. Anybody? Nobody lives in Illinois? I've got a scratch off I need to get cashed in. So, no? All right. Maybe I'll find someone later on in the weekend. Who? Okay. Larry, I can't hear you because you're not talking into a mic and I'm wearing headphones. But it's okay. You have money in your pocket, so fuck the microphone, right? All right, no problem.
Okay.
All right. First of all, I want to acknowledge the chat room. Adam Burns, how the fuck are you in the chat room? You're sitting over there.
I can be multiple places at the same time.
Okay. Alan in Texas, I'm in there. Cat, what? Oh, excuse me. That is chicken fingers. Oh, okay. Call John? Somebody call John. Cosmic G. from Tampa. You know, Guru Nudi was supposed to be here, and he was a little late making his plane reservations. It was going to cost him $1,000. What the fuck do you expect? Nudi, you better be here next year. The Gravitas, you know, the Gravitas was the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Oh, y'all, speaking of that, I am wearing tonight a T-shirt sent to me by the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, Hat M. I'm going to show it to you. Huh? He is the crazy Mexican. Let's see. Jimmy Bear. Baby, I love Jimmy Bear. Kathy Bacon. Carry an Umbrella is in that. Larkin. Oh, my God. Holy smokes, Larkin. We miss you. We wish you were here. But thank you for being in the chat room. Mags, Moose was the number one fan for 2010. Mr. Mike? Oh, Mr. Mike's on the front row on his iPad.
Ivan.
New Jersey boys, number one funky homo. Hey, Jim. Gavin's not behaving himself. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. Nowhere Chrissy is in here. Patrick Plain up there in New York. New York, so nice to name you twice. Gosh, y'all, Ramble Reed, R.C. Boozer. We miss you, R.C. We miss you too, Ramble. Roland Ost, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, that big fat jeans guy, that big fatty jeans guy, I was going to say. Tom and Terry, and you know, they're at one of their places up there in the Chicago's. Tom V, Trixie, oh, I wonder who Trixie is. Vader, hey Vader. I can't believe Vader's in here. And the veritable Virgo. How about a big hand for the chat room, everybody? Huh? Y'all, you don't know how important the chat room is to everybody here this weekend, but it really is very important to us, and we appreciate you being here. All right, I have Big Fatty. You've got a list. I'm so proud of you. All right, there was no show on Friday. Fuck you, Turniped. And Turniped is the reason there was no show on Friday. Oh, by the way, excuse me, now that the hospitality suite is open, could someone take care of this for me, please? All right. Big Fatty needs a beverage. If somebody's going up to the hospitality suite, please, you know what it is, okay? Let's see. All right, no show on Friday. Y'all, we went out and bought lots of liquor, and we drank lots of liquor. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Mean Keen is going to go. He's going to get me a beverage. He's not going to get one for himself.
Hey, Fatty.
Yes.
Could you talk a little faster? I usually listen to your show at double speed.
Could you go fuck yourself?
I'm not used to it being so slow.
I would love a beverage. Well, we don't have any Tanqueray. Y'all, they didn't have Tanqueray. So I'm having to drink Tom from the Chicago's, his Bombay Sapphire. And y'all, it gets me way too fucked up, way too fast. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mean Keen. Fix yourself one, though, because I don't drink alone. All right? Anyway, y'all, we drank a lot of liquor, didn't we, JR? Yes, we did. Okay. And didn't we, Turniped? Yes, we did. Didn't we, Irvin Gatio? Didn't we, Calvin? I would ask Mean Keen, but he's still drunk. So y'all, by the time I left the hospitality suite, at least I was able to find my room. I won't say who in this room didn't find their room last night. But anyway, JR. So y'all, I got back to the room. I'm surprised. I honestly do not remember posting to the BFO saying, oopsie, there's not going to be a show today. I'm too drunk. Y'all, I don't remember doing that, but it was posted on there. So, you know, that'll tell you something. And then I had to get up. I got in the room. Granny was in the room. Where's Granny, by the way? Granny? He just left. Bitch, better be coming back in here. Anyway, Granny, you know, he's sound asleep. I had to get up. Y'all had to sit by the toilet because I thought I was just going to have do the big old rainbow yawn there. But I didn't. So anyway, but y'all, it was bad. It was bad. So anyway, so y'all, that was only the fourth time in the 7.5 years I've been doing this that I haven't done a show. So anyway, but it was for a good reason. Y'all, before I go any further, I'm going to need some Axe Big Fatty questions from the audience, because this ain't going to work unless you come up and have Axe Big Fatty questions. And we've got microphones out of here, and I'll tell you when I'm ready for them, and you'll get a prize. You'll get a Big Fatty cup, which evidently everybody loved the fucking cups last year, but there's some few extras left over, but you'll get a cup and your selection of another prize sitting down here on the stage. So that's that. I will bribe a fucking question out of you every time, okay? You too, Nico. I expect a question from you, okay? So I'm calling you out. You can also plan to ask questions of Granny, because Granny's going to be up here in just a minute. That's why I want to know where the hell Granny is. So anyway, y'all, Wednesday night, those of us that got here early, we went out to the Peppermill, and y'all, it was good. But I'm going to tell you something. Musing Mark and his twin brother, Matt, they were there. Y'all, they ordered, well, first of all, there was so much damn food that we were all when it was over. But then Musing Mark orders this strawberry shortcake, and I swear to hydrogen, the thing was a foot tall. And it had like 6 pieces of pound cake in it, and strawberries, and ice cream, and whipped cream, and we couldn't eat hardly any more of it. And then who came over and had a bite? I don't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. Then we went to the Fun Hog Ranch, and Blind Guy Jay, how was the Fun Hog Ranch? Yeah, Blind Guy Jay. Needless to say, if he wasn't already blind, he'd be blind after that night. Anyway. But y'all, one other thing. Y'all know Gus Chad, right? Okay, let's try that again, because that wasn't... I'm not ready for questions yet, Baron Frosty. Okay, I'll tell you when I'm ready for questions. He's so anxious. He wants a fucking prize so bad, he's already lining up at the microphone. Okay, but anyway, what was I saying? Oh, just Gus Chad. Gus Chad sent me a cat. Big Fatty, where is it? It didn't come in time. He's been sending me cards, especially during... I'm sorry, Marcus. Am I keeping you awake? He's over here. Oh, God, this is boring as shit. Well, no shit. He sent me cards during Crema in July a week. And y'all, I've put them out over here on this end of the stage. And I want all of you to come up and see how talented this man is. You don't have to do it right now. Unless, of course, you need to get up if you're falling asleep, Marcus. You can get up and come over here and look at the Gus Chad cards. Okay. Do what? What did he say? What did he say? Shut up. But y'all, I really want to show off his talents, and I'm sorry that the U.S. Postal Service... Oh, look, it's Curtis. Hi, Curtis.
Hi.
Okay. But I want to show off some of his talents, so please come up and take a look at his stuff. And hi, Tom. How are you? I haven't seen you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You just slipped in there, didn't you? I have a name tag for you, by the way. So anyway, don't worry about that. And I think Larry's going over to get it out of the bucket or whatever that envelope thing is. Okay. But y'all, getting back to getting drunk this week, we were going out to buy the liquor yesterday and to buy the stuff for the hospitality suite, and it's me and Joey and Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O., and we go out, and y'all, we go out the exit over here by Tower 2, and because, I it's my little secret parking area that I always park in, and, the rental car's out there. Y'all get out there. I can't find the fucking car. I mean, I'm walking around, I've got the clicker, and I'm walking around pushing, I look like some kind of crazy person pushing the button, trying to set the alarm on the car off, okay? The car ain't there. And these bitches, Boo Hecker and Turnip Head, they've got their cell phones out filming me going, I don't know where the car is. You know, and I'm like, y'all, this is not funny. This is a rental car. I can't find the fucking rental car. I said, who would steal a rental car, you know? And y'all, it ain't there. And so after an extended search, we were out there half an hour. The whole thing took about 2 hours. We did find the car, I will tell you that. But anyway, couldn't find the car. Come in, and I talked to the y'all. You couldn't make this up, okay? I'm telling you, you cannot make this up. Come in, talk to the security guard, and he goes, "What? Are you sure it was out here?" I said, "I'm positive it was out here. You know, this is where I found this great little spot to park in, and it's a lovely place to park and all this kind of stuff." And he says, "Well, we'll get one of the security officers to ride you around the entire lot and see if we can find it somewhere." And I said, "Well," and he says, "Do you have the information? Because it was a rental." I said, "No, of course not, because the rental information is in the car, which is, you know, where you keep your rental car information." So I called Hertz and had a nice lady help me, and she got me the license plate number and the description. And it was what kind of car is it? Versa. And she says, it's a Versa, and they stole a Versa? What is the world coming to if they steal a Versa? You know, anyway, so we ride around and everything, and the guy was so nice, and he says, did you maybe park in the garage? I said, no, absolutely did not park in the garage, that much I know. I did not park in the garage. So, y'all, we ride around all the outdoor lots. He says, let's just ride through the garage one time. And I'm riding through, and I'm going, and I didn't want to say, I didn't park in the fucking garage, okay? But we rode through anyway. Y'all, as I'm riding through, I'm beginning to remember that we came back from the Fun Hog Ranch. And on the way back, there may have been some auto fellatio. And I don't mean that I was blowing myself, but there was, maybe have been inflated while in the automobile I was driving back. So my pants were down in the front seat to facilitate that, and I remember opening the door, and the Faye driver got out of the back seat, so it wasn't him, and Granny got out of the back seat on the other side, so it wasn't him, anyway, I get out, and I remember pulling my pants up, and I went, I didn't pull my pants up out in the parking lot. I pulled my pants up in the garage. So, and sure enough, I said, you know, I think I may have parked in the garage, and went by, and as we drove by, I made the car beep beep, you know, and I said, oh, thank you so much, I appreciate it. I feel like a fool, but anyway, so y'all, Dick, I see. Y'all, thank you so much for being here for my 20 minutes during Pride 48, and I hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Coming up after me is the Cocktails and Cream Puffs show. Y'all, it's going to be a great show. Joey and Donna and Wendy. Is Big Dick going to be part of? Is he Skyping in, Wendy? Do you know? Gary Andrew Stiglitz? You don't? Okay, anyway. But anyway, y'all have a great weekend, and I will see y'all around the rest of the weekend. All right, how about a big hand? Bye-bye, everybody. All right, yay! Oh, my drink's here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the
Big Fatty. You're supposed to do an hour during Pride 48.
Oh, no, I'm not doing an hour. I'm only doing 20 minutes.
Big Fatty, no, you're supposed to do an hour.
I am not doing an hour. I don't have enough content for an hour.
Big Fatty, you don't have enough content for 20 minutes.
So, anyway, I don't have any idea what I'm going to do. Okay, oh, here's my drink.
Good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.